This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on November 17th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours to spend together with Monday Night Trivia. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, whatever we're doing, you can stop down and vote for the world's worst hit records. We are keeping a tally, and you will vote until the night before Thanksgiving, Wednesday of next week, after which time we'll tabulate them, and on Turkey Night, we'll play them live for you. Not all of them, don't worry, that would be a threat. It'll only be bits of it, and we'll have a good time talking in case you're done talking to the family after Thanksgiving dinner. So I was just looking for the list, so I'll be prepared. And yes, you can file them by internet, but email at raleigh@raleigh.net. But the problem is I may or may not see them, so they may or may not count. I will do my best to let you know if I do see them, like Jerry, who wrote and voted. He seconded MacArthur Park. Well, he seconded Horse with No Name, and he entered MacArthur Park. I think that might be a first, as I look here. So excellent choices, one and all. All right, so that's the deal. Now, we do not have a straggler today. That's right, because we retired it at the end of the last show. It would have helped me to have been prepared for this, but no, I was preparing for talking to John Records Landecker earlier tonight when we had a fine time on our food fight. Yes, he conceded. Mexican Coke. And in honor of that, I've had 3.5 since that conversation and still working on it. So if I nod off for some reason, that's it. All right. So let's see what we can do, though. We have plenty of questions from which to choose. And let's see what the deal is. This is actually pretty easy. I'm being kind to you, I do believe, especially if you follow show business. In the early 1990s, this comedian claimed to have 6.5 million jokes on his computer. Later, Gary Muledier made the same claim in his comedy routine, possibly as a nod to the original. But what comedian claimed it in 1993? All right. Comedian said he had 6.5 million jokes on his computer. Who was he? All right. So that's my question. Bumper Stumpers, we've got 11, assuming I don't run out of time. And they all have a theme. This time, it is not the artists that have a theme. The songs have a theme. So that's the deal. Now, when you don't know my Bumper Stumpers, and you can't yet because you haven't heard any, and you have no idea what my question might be, though guesses are welcome, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that, as we prove every week, because somebody knows something about something. And that's hopefully you. And of course, when you're ready to give up, just pick 4x5, and we have plenty of questions for you there. All right, so let's see what we're doing. I believe it was Jim in Richmond who was waiting before the show began, so it's only right we start there. Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you for taking my call.
Always.
And I loved you on Landecker's show.
Oh.
you were wonderful. And I sent them a text that you were, it's great to hear you during the evening hours. And number two, I am worried just as you are about James.
Oh,
I haven't heard anything.
No. I'm so glad you mentioned this. I am so glad, Jim, because I would have forgotten. I sent emails and I got a response. All right.
Yes.
So James is okay. Now let me find this email so I can tell you exactly what he said. He is okay. And here is the deal. He says he's moved, and it's not something he wanted to do, but the tax man was eating his budget alive. Well, the bad part of moving is what you have to leave, give away, or trash. I think you can relate to that, Jim.
Yes.
He said, none of my neighbors wanted me to leave, but I had no real options left. My parents' collection of records as well as record player is safe with a friend until I move into permanent senior living. Unfortunately, I have to get a new radio. I am still on the south side. He said he's not been able to set up his landline phone yet, and his Android phone that replaced his phone that died got lost on the train. So he gave me an address for the next 5 months and thanked everybody, including you, for the concern. And so that is the deal. And he requested Heartache by the Numbers by Ray Price, which will play tomorrow. I'm surprised. I thought we'd play the hit version, but I'll find Ray Price just for him. All right. So we know. Yes. Okay. Thanks for bringing that up.
It's great to hear from him.
Yes.
But can you play three Patsy Cline songs that he loves?
Okay, I'll do it tomorrow night.
Yes, and it's from me.
Okay, from Jim. All right, you betcha, I will do
that. And then please try to get back on the evening hours.
No. This is as early as it gets. In fact, I'm so thankful that daylight savings time is off, because now my time, I start at 9. In the summer, I start at 8, and you have no idea how hard that is for me. So we don't want it to be any earlier than that. Even this, while the news was on, I was busy removing NOTAMs from the FAA and all that kind of stuff. So no, we don't want me earlier.
And I have a lot to tell you about what's happened this past week.
I can't wait to hear it. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Yes, and have a great evening.
All right, you too. Thanks, Jim. All right, so there you go. 888-876-5593. Yes, my tower lights are blinking again at that particular tower, so all is good. All right, yes. And it was fun talking to Landecker, and I was so impressed that he conceded. Yes, Mexican Coke. Yes, hopefully it's the start of many of them for him. But if you're going to do it, remember, no ice, right out of the bottle. Put it in the freezer first, about 20 minutes. Just get it to chill, just as those ice crystals are forming. And you probably want to put two in, because they are just 12-ounce bottles, so you'll want to drink two at once. All right, so that's all there is to that. All right, so, oh, look at this. Jim in Blackwater, New Jersey. It's been a while. How are you?
It has been a while, Raleigh, but been out of hospital the last couple of years. I'm calling from there now, but hopefully I'm getting better.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, hopefully hospital is past tense. You're not planning to go back, are you?
Well, I didn't plan to go until about a week ago, but I'm getting through there, and hopefully after that be home for the holidays at least. So,
well, good.
It's OLD syndrome.
Well, so sorry to hear, but so glad you're able to call. This is fun.
Yep, I just, I guess reading up on oldies, I got some college textbook and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And I have a copy of Chubb's Evolution of Rocks. I listen to that to make me feel better and don't lose my mind. So.
Oh, good. He'd love that, and so would everybody at Chubb. That's great.
Yes, and in fact, you worked with Chuck Riley, didn't you?
Yes, I did. He was one of my closest friends in Indianapolis. He kept me sane.
Yep, and he also worked at Wimby in Philly, too, for a while.
No, not in Philly, but when I was programming in L.A., one of the first things I did was hire Chuck, and I probably left the job just as he was coming in, but it got him to L.A., and the first week he was there, he did a Coors Light commercial that wound up paying him for the next 5 years about $100,000 a year, so it worked out well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah, and sadly, he's no longer with us. Neither is his brother, Buster Bodine, and both were hard to take.
And they both were, I guess, they were both Gold Throat guys.
They were what?
Golden Throat
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Different in texture, but yes, they both had really good voices. And my favorite story about Chuck was when his 12-year-old son said, "Dad, can you have Mom do the answering machine? My friends are afraid to leave a message." Because he was always the voice of death. Yeah, so that was
back
the deal.
Then, I guess back then, answering machines were all that common.
Well, right. But his wife at the time left the message and all was well. So, yeah. All right.
Well, also, I want to contribute my this year's my answer to the Golden Turkey Award.
Oh, yeah. You want to add? Okay, good. What are we adding?
I don't think I've done this one before, but how about Seed of the Sun by Terry Jack?
Very good. Yes. What else?
Also, what's the Feeling the Morris Albert?
Uh-huh, okay.
That's about it. Anyway, I would like to try Billboard Hot 100 for April 17th, 1969.
All right, here we go. Number one, Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In.
Fifth Dimension.
Number two, You've Made Me So Very Happy.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yeah. Number three, It's Your Thing. Whereas Dan Ingram used to say, It's Your Thing.
Always R&B things kind of stumped me for a minute.
Oh, no, don't. This is mass appeal. Yeah, okay. You can do it. It was on their own label, Teaneck, that should tell you.
Yeah, from brothers.
Yep, they are brothers. Originally from Cincinnati, then New Jersey.
Yep, so Isley Brothers.
Oh, man, the Isley Brothers. That's all right. You only have to get 70%. Number four, Only the Strong Survive.
Former member of the Chicago City Council, Jerry Butler.
Yes, Jerry Butler is right. Number five, Dizzy.
Tommy Rowe.
Number six, Galveston.
Glenn Campbell.
Number seven, Hair.
Calcium.
I'm afraid so. Number eight, 25 Miles.
From
Detroit. It was on Gordy.
Black Order again. Yeah.
He used to be on Golden World.
That's Hold Up.
The other big hits were things like What Does It Take to Win Your Love?
That was
Oh, wait a minute. That might be the wrong artist. Oh, God.
I got a copy, too, for some reason. I just blanked.
Come on, Feats. Don't fail me now. Well, 25 Miles was Edwin's.
Might have been a little slower, though. Yeah. My senior moments here.
That's all right. Edwin Starr, but you still are okay. That's right. Number nine, Time of the Season.
Zombies.
Yes, number 10, Rock Me.
Oh, Stepper Wolf.
All right. Well, it's good enough. 70% wins, and you are a winner. Hang on. We'll confirm that address and keep us posted on how you're doing.
Well, hope to be talking to you for many, many years. Oh, by the way, I hope that the floods and gloom in Miami, St. area.
Yes, it was total devastation. We'll talk about that some night. Hang on. Don't go away. It was absolute devastation. In fact, was on the air an hour today talking to the mayor of Globe and the emergency management head about what's going on here. And we're coming back, but very few people insured, very few businesses insured, and it was an absolute wipeout. All right, so we'll talk about happier things. And yes, Edwin Starr. For a minute there, I was confusing him with Junior Walker. Wrong person. All right, but both had a Golden World history. All right, now let's see. We're going to do 5x5 with Barry and with Billy Bob, and there's room for you too on Monday Night Trivia, but. You know, I'm always talking about the Sea Crane Company and how much everything that Bob Crane has a hand in has the world's best reception. And you know, the CC Wi-Fi 3 is no exception. And if you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, it's a Wi-Fi radio, what's that have to do with reception? Well, if you have a wireless router or a wireless access point and you have devices that just are not connecting or they're buffering forever, and it's just a heartache. I'll tell you what, the CC Wi-Fi 3 will connect to even the most lackluster wireless access point or wireless router. It just really does have terrific reception no matter where you are in the house. But that's not the only reason the CC Wi-Fi is so special. The audio, by the way, is better than any smartphone you're going to use, and you can listen to whatever you want, including this show. And of course, with a Wi-Fi radio, you get more to listen to than you'll ever have time to hear. All of the best radio stations from all over the world. Yes, I wish they had them all from 1962, but that's not the way it works. I wish I'd sign up for that. Oh, by the way, speaking of signing up, you don't sign up for an app. There's no microphone listening to you. You don't have to go through any ads on the screen. There's no monthly fee, and it's got a full-size remote control. But what it really has, in addition to superior reception, is the fact that it is easy to use. Now, the beautiful thing about that is that the C-Crane Company has the world's best customer service. And so if you ever have any questions, right in America, they will answer the phone 24 hours a day and answer them. They will also let you order online if you want. But, you know, having somebody in the background who speaks English and who knows what they're talking about to answer your questions is a help. Though I'm going to tell you, with the CC Wi-Fi 3, you probably won't need it. It's easy enough to use right out of the box. But if you want to call, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can, go online, ccradio.com. It's a repository. There's not only great products, there's great information about radio, radio of all types, and of course, Wi-Fi radio. Thanks God this didn't exist in 1958 or I never would have left my bedroom. But I guarantee you, if you are saying, you know, there's not much to listen to anymore, get a Wi-Fi radio. You can listen to everything, including, of course, WGN radio. So check it out, ccradio.com, the CC Wi-Fi 3. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN radio.
All alone, standing here by myself, and my girl is walking right down the street with someone else. There's not a place that I can run in a town this size, so I just better look away.
Look away.
I said I'd better look away.
Look away.
I said I'd better look away before she sees the tears in my eyes. She's so close, the girl that I knew so well, with the eyes and the lips and the skin that I know so well. I know
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? That's your first bumper stumper. Now, let's see what else. I can't tell you much about it, actually, since it's just the first one, but it's something the songs all have in common, not the artist necessarily. All right, so now we did have a question. Yeah, I remember I had a question at one point here. I've since lost it. Oh, I see. It's over there. I'll get it later. All right. All right. Well, in the meantime, we'll just talk about whatever's on your mind, clearly. You can vote on the World's Worst Hit Records, of course. But it's fun. We talked to Naoto in Japan just about every weekend, and he loves Myers-Briggs, which is still used by some employers to assess suitability for employment. And the deal is we are going to... So first of all, welcome, Naoto. How's it going, Naoto?
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm currently doing, basically, like, tidying up my room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Is the health department coming?
Not really, but, you know, just a lot of things that I don't use.
Ah.
Is, like,
Well, good luck on that. A time like this is prime time for a fire. All right, well, good. Now, we're... what? News. Say what?
News.
Oh, I forgot the news. Oh, my God, I forgot the news entirely. My apologies to whoever. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. I forgot the news once again. Okay. I can't believe it. Coming up on WGN Radio.
That's bad enough.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's kind of a gift. Who is it? That's our second bumper stumper on Monday Night Trivia. All the songs have something in common. What would that be? Now, I rudely interrupted Naoto there. We were talking about something important, Myers-Briggs, yes, and all of the different types, because he loves the Myers-Briggs test, knows all about it, so I look for different things to talk about while Naoto cleans the house. What'd you get done during the news?
I was picking up, unnecessary papers. That way.
All right, very good, very good. Now, here we go. There was a study comparing the ranks of the 16 personality types and their aptitudes among 8th grade students in America. And what they determined was those with the highest IQs were all the same type. And the males scored highest on 2 out of the 3 measures of creativity. The females scored among the 3 highest on 1 of 2 measures of creativity. So, what's the type?
Well, the first type came to my mind was INTJ, but...
You change your mind. Think of something else.
I would say... creativity. Not sure about creativity, but maybe INTP?
Ooh, you're so close. It's ENTP. And the physicists Richard Feynman and Leonardo da Vinci and Steve Wozniak all were ENTPs.
Oh, that's interesting. But it makes sense. You know, they are very creative. So.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. We'll talk to you next week. By then, your entire house will be cleaned.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm really glad that James is doing okay.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks. All right. So, excellent. Always good to hear from Naoto. Now, must be, we've heard about spring cleaning. Seems like it must be time for fall cleaning. A lot of people doing that. Meanwhile, I'm just sitting in my squalor. it's been like that for a while with the move, surrounded by nothing but boxes. Well, I'm sure by next year it'll all be fine. But I'm also in the, I waited so long, in the upgrade the computer so Windows 11 will live more happily. So I am simultaneously programming 18, count them, 18 computers. Yeah, right. And of course, I must customize every one of them, so I'll be busy for a while. Let's talk to, Barry in New Hampshire. Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
All right. I'm glad that James is all right.
Me too. Okay, so we are going to do 5 by 5.
Yes.
All right. This is easy enough, I do believe. What was Mark Twain's given name?
Samuel Clemens.
Absolutely. Who was the coal miner's daughter? You can do this. She had a hit song with that name.
Right. Loretta.
Yes.
I mean,
I'd love to see Loretta Young do that. Yes, Loretta Lynn. All right. What is the capital of Ireland?
Dublin.
Yes. And what was Muhammad Ali's name before that?
Cassius Clay.
All right, that's 4 out of 5. You're right there. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Perfect.
All right. Very good. Very, very good. All right. And we greatly thank Laura and Lisa for that, all those wonderful questions. I hope I didn't just... I did put Barry on hold. All right, yes. In fact, we'll be getting to Lisa and Dundee in a moment. Andy Griffith TV, don't you know, trivia. And we've got Billy Bob in Bourbonnais on More 5x5. And, ooh, Fran from Austin knows one of the bumpers. And I know just which one she knows. Maybe both of them, actually. We'll see coming up on WGN Radio.
When two people can feel the pain they give each other, or when they play the game, don't you think they stop?
I don't want to touch and make this so bad.
Don't you think they stop?
I don't want to make this so bad.
For too late. When two people can feel the hurt they give each other every time they flirt. And she tells you that she's not alone. And you say, well, baby, that's all right. You see, you just happened to have a date yourself that night.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, he's a well-known artist. Who is he? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. Now, let's see what we've got here. I'll get to Lisa and Dundee. Got to look for Andy Griffith trivia, which I will do. But Fran and Austin know some bumpers. So, Fran, what you know you hear?
I heard Garnett Mims, and I heard the Drifters.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. All right. Very good. I assume you don't know this third guy?
No, I don't. I wish I do. I did. I kind of like that.
Yeah. Well, you will know when the show is over, because you do know
I'll,
records
I'll
by him.
I'll be waiting to find.
All right.
Well, I'll be waiting to find out. And I've got a couple more votes if you have time.
Oh, always have time. We'll interrupt whatever we're doing, because after all, I do have a sense of priority. So, World's Worst Trivia, go.
Well, I want a second a couple, actually. I want a second Seasons in the Sun.
Oh, good. Okay.
MacArthur Park.
Okay.
Yeah, good old... someone left the cake out in the rain. Waste of a perfectly good cake.
I guess.
Anyway.
Waste of a perfectly good park. Yeah, I don't get any of it myself.
That song is just a waste of
Vinyl. Yeah.
And, Hair.
Ugh, yes. Cow Sills.
And while I'm on the Cow Sills, might as well put in the rain, the park, and other things.
Wow, okay. Cow Sills, the rain, the park, and other things. MGM spent a fortune promoting that record.
Oh, my God.
And you know,
didn't they want them to be the Partridge Family or
yes,
something?
Until the TV execs saw them and got to know them. decided, no, this isn't going to fly. Great idea, but not that family. And yeah, they did get cheated out of that. So they just didn't think they were appropriate. Though I'm not 100% sure that they got appropriate. After all, that big affair between Susan Day and old what's-his-name was quite well known. So
I heard about that.
Yes, exactly. Can't think of his name. David Cassidy, that was it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
and of course...
even the Brady Bunch, that's supposed to be squeaky clean, they had their...
There was
a thing between Florence Henderson and the guy that played Greg,
yeah.
Brady, the oldest son.
Well, we know there wasn't anything between her and the guy who played her husband. We're sure of that, but
yeah, we know that.
Right.
But there was also something between her and the one that played between the one that played Marcia and the one that played the oldest brother.
Oh yeah, I didn't know about that. Must not.
Yeah, I read I read a book about the Brady Bunch and all that stuff was revealed.
Wow.
The poor girl that played Marcia had a lot of problems.
Yeah,
she had depression, heavy depression, anxiety, and you know, a lot of things.
Well, sadly, most of the kiddie stars, whatever they were, had it really tough. There's something about being able to individuate as a teenager without being in the full limelight, which is why I worry a bit today about everybody on their social media where they'll be remembered forever. But the amount of kid stars, you know, who don't turn out well because of that is alarming, that number. And, of course, lately Britney was in the news again because she disappeared for a few weeks. But she's back now, so, God.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't really been following the Britney saga.
Oh, yes. But, well, it's all up there again, don't you know? The gift that keeps on giving. But, you know, sadly, it really is. That's why Paul Peterson started that organization for child stars, because so many of them were screwed up.
So, oh, yeah. I can just imagine.
Yeah, because it kind of makes me glad
I'm poor and obscure.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, I always said, I really want to be rich. And people said, you want to be rich and famous, huh? I said, no, I don't want to be famous. I just want to be rich. And they would say, oh, you can't have them both, dear. You know?
Yeah, I wanted to make a hit record.
Ah, so, well, there you go.
I wanted to, you know, so.
Yeah. Well.
And anyway. Anyway, that's it for me tonight. I don't want to take up too
all
much
good.
Time during trivia. But,
well, hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address.
Okay.
Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. So, yes, how to make a hit record. So, Brooke Benton, I do believe, had fine advice on that. Maybe we'll play that this week at some point. All right. So, let us see. And see, this is unfair because Lisa works so hard for the show. The least I could do is come up with the right Andy Griffith question. So I'll think about it. Well, that's right. Don't go away, Lisa. I'm so sorry. While I get to Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, who wants some of Lisa's work, and Laura's too on 5x5. How's it going?
Hey, 66-time caller.
I guess.
I'm going to burst your bubble and get your comedian question with 6 million jokes.
Yes.
Right away, the answer is Maury Amsterdam.
It is not Maury Amsterdam, but thanks for trying.
Oh.
I like a man who's self-assured, but no.
Oh, how about Milton Berle or Henny Youngman?
Ooh, Milton Berle, you're a winner.
I'll be darned.
All right, so we don't need to go any further, and we won't. Milton Berle it is. All right.
Well, can I get one request in at least?
Is it a World's Worst Hit or something you actually want to hear?
Yeah, three turkeys I got with the same compass.
What you got?
The Mouse by Soupy Sales.
Okay, that counts.
And then there was a song by a guy that sang Dominic the Donkey. Hee-haw,
oh, God. Okay. All right.
But I don't know who he was. And then there was a song by a woman that sang like a little girl. She wanted a hippopotamus for Christmas.
You know, I'll put it down there. It's Gayla Peavy. But that wasn't a hit until CDs came out and they had nothing else to put on Christmas
CDs. Yeah. Well, I'm such a young feller.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Gayla Peavy. Want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Yes. And she got one, too. All right. So
thank you.
That's the deal. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. So hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. Billy Bob knew his answer there. That's right. His answer, I can't even find. Oh, I didn't get up and find all the questions. Well, that's on me. So I'll look for that again. Because you need another question. I can tell that's the case. So the one that he just got in the early 90s, this comedian claimed to have 6.5 million jokes on his computer. Later, Gary Moldier made the same claim, possibly as a nod to the original. What comedian claimed it in 1993? It was Milton Berle. And he disclosed that on the Larry King Show on November 2nd, 1993. All right, so unmarried women do this more than married women. Unmarried, and keep your head out of the gutter. All right. Unmarried women do this more than married women. It is not an X-rated answer. All right. I know, because when I first read it, too, I thought, oh, man, I can see where that's going. But, yeah, I got a whole host of choices for that, but none of them would be right. So still looking for that perfect Andy Griffith question and see if I can find it. Well, more bumper stumpers. They all have the songs all have something in common. So let's see what we have here. All right, so we have. All right, Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio, Lisa.
Thank you, Raleigh. Now, that question you just asked, that there's a very obvious answer to that question, but I imagine you don't want to go down that road.
Well, it's not dirty. It's not anything that would be.
Oh, it isn't?
No,
oh,
okay. It's not prurient. It does not appeal to anybody's prurient interest.
Oh, then I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. See, I was supposed to keep your mana, your mind out of the gutter on this.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. In the season one, episode two, titled The Manhunt Episode, we see Andy's leaky rowboat. What is the name he gave to it?
Is it...
I'm going to give you plenty of time to think about it. I'll give you plenty of time to think about it. Yeah, yes, and there'll be a hint too. So don't go away. Stay right there.
Okay.
We'll pick it up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Push, 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 push. Push, 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 push.
Push, push. You got to give a love a show. Push, push. You know what I'm talking of. Push, push. Come on and baby, don't be a fool. You got to push. Talk, push, push, you gotta give a love a shove. Push, push, you know what I'm talking of. Push, push, come on and baby, don't be a fool, you gotta push. Yada, 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 I see that little robin sitting on that branch. Push that other robin into sweet romance. Look at that hummingbird, kiss that bee. Don't be bashful, come and kiss me. Push, push, you gotta give a love a shove. Push, push, you know what I'm talking about. Push, push, come on and baby, don't be a fool, you gotta push. Yada, yada, yada,
oh. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And it is the second hour of Monday Night Trivia. As the bumpers continue, all the songs have a theme. What would that theme be? You don't have to know, but if you do, even better. But if you know the artist, good enough, so who was that? All right, now we have asked a question. Keep your mind out of the gutter as we discuss it, because that question is, unmarried women do this more than married women do what? All right, so there you have it. It's not dirty. No prurient interest involved. And otherwise, if you don't know my bumpers and you don't know my question, well, then, you know, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on this. And Lisa asked for Andy Griffith TV. And what we were talking about was season one, episode two, The Manhunt, where we see Andy's leaky robot. And Andy intentionally lets an escaped criminal overhear that he has a rowboat down at the lake. Now, of course, he knew that said boat had a bad leak and would sink when the convict tried to make his getaway in it. Well, after the boat sank with the convict aboard, he was captured without a fight. So with that in mind, what we're asking, the boat had a name. All right, Lisa in Dundee, what was the boat?
You know, I've been going back and forth, and I cannot think of it. I know if you gave me multiple choice, I'd probably pick it out.
Well, I'll give you a bigger hint.
Okay.
It's a woman's name.
A woman's name.
Yeah, he called it old. And then it was a woman's name.
I keep thinking of Annie, but Eagle Eye Annie was the name of his fishing rod.
Right, so don't go there.
No. So a woman's name.
A woman's name that's rarely heard today.
Yeah.
And
has to be sort of a southern.
Well, I don't know that it's southern, but it used to be a very common name. Not anymore. The last it was used. A nickname form of it was used, but hasn't been used in many years.
It's not Betty, is it? No.
No, it's not Betty. Keep going.
Old.
You can do this. I know
you've seen that episode a million times.
Right. Well, he refers to her as old.
Old. Let's see. Old.
Do we need the thinking music here?
No, you can probably just move on, but.
It was very, very popular for many years, and now it is not common at all. It's ranked as number 8,139 for girl births. Only 29 babies received that name in 2021. And there was a time when it was very popular, and as I say, especially the nickname derivation of it, extremely popular.
No, I cannot think.
Oh, you'll hate yourself for this.
I know.
The nickname was Trudy, and the name is Gertrude.
Old Gertrude.
Old Gertrude.
Well, all right. Now I'm going to end on a vote for a turkey.
Of course you are. I can't wait to hear it.
And this is on behalf of a friend of mine.
Uh-huh. So they all say.
I'd like to add to the list. The Mighty Quinn.
Oh, that's interesting. John wanted me to add that this week. So
he did.
Yes,
that's,
in fact,
weird,
he said,
it?
Make sure that you write down Manfred Mann, the Mighty Quinn. And he said it in the middle of a complete other discussion. I said, what brought that to mind? But I don't know. Manfred Mann, the Mighty Quinn. Two votes now.
Yes, please.
All right. You're in.
Okay, thank
All right,
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right,
yeah.
Bye.
So I thought it was strange at the time, but I never did get out of him what caused him to think of that. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have been that I played it on KJ, but then again, you never know. I think the only Manfred Mann I play regularly is My Name is Jack, and I live in the back of the Greta Garbo home. All right, so we have more bumper stumpers to come, and my question, unmarried women do this more than married women, not dirty, what is it? And when all else fails, pick your own category. And as we prove regularly, everybody knows something about something. But it's Monday Night Trivia. And, of course, this requires your participation. Does it ever. Every year we do the world's worst hit records. And the only reason that I continue to do this is because of popular request. I'm not sure why, but you just can't get enough of this bad stuff. And no, we never play at all. And plus, it's a way to get together on Thanksgiving, a night of turkeys, so that, after you've been fed and are then fed up with the rest of the family, you can go ahead and listen to the radio. Now, as far as this week, let me mention that we have a somewhat late start tomorrow, about an hour late. I believe that's the Blackhawks behind it. Then Wednesday is a full show, and the first hour, we're going to have Steve Probst. And so you got any questions about old R&B or soul or music in general, well, Steve is your man. And we usually have a good time with that. And then on Thursday the 20th, we're delayed by about a half hour. But that's basically a full show. So that's what this week has. Next week, Thanksgiving, of course, again, live show on Thanksgiving. The night before, the 26th, it's a 10 p.m. start, so we lose an hour, and that'll be your final voting on the world's worst hit records. After that, I spend the entire night tabulating and coming up with clips to play and all that. In fact, John was saying, well, would you like to go somewhere for Thanksgiving? I said, I can't. I'm tabulating the world's worst hit records, so we'll get something to go, and that'll be fine. But then next Tuesday night, the 25th, we have Del Stecker's going to join us, and I'm really looking forward to that. That is always a, a good time. Great, great novelist. So we'll do that. So that's what's coming up. But right now it is Monday Night Trivia, and that requires you. Boy, does it ever. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. Right here on WGN Radio.
Something about love, you gotta want it bad. If that girl's got into your blood, go out and get her. Or if you want her to be the very part of you that makes you wanna breathe, here's the thing to do. Just tell her that you're never gonna leave her. Tell her that you're always gonna love her. Tell her right now. Why not? Something about love, you gotta show it and make her see that the moon above. Reach out and get it, or if you've got no doubt, she makes your heart sing out. If you wanted to only think of you, just tell her that you're never gonna leave her. Tell her that you're always gonna love her. Tell her right now.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, who is that? I'll tell you, he never had a hit under his own name. This song was released under his own name, but he did have a big hit under a pseudonym. Only one. Yeah, by the way, one's better than none. All right, so who is he? This was released in 1962 on Capitol. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And as I was saying, Monday Night Trivia is an interesting show because can't do it without you. That's right. Normally, I just prattle on with a God knows what about nothing, and that's fine Tuesday through Thursday. But on Monday, however, I need participation because I'm going to ask the questions. I can't answer them as well. It's just bad form. All right, so next new moon, you're asking yourself, if you're into writing those prosperity checks, is actually coming up this week, Thursday, November 20th at about midnight 45 Central Time. So just after midnight Thursday, November 20th, which, of course, as you know, would technically be Wednesday night. So Wednesday night, just before midnight or around midnight, do your prosperity checks, if you do them. And, of course, they're not real checks, as you know. And so if you don't know about prosperity, yeah, we all could know more about prosperity. Go to MarianneWinkowski.com and figure it out. Other than that, I can prattle on with what's going on this week as far as that goes. Blue Lovett would have been 88 over the weekend. You remember Blue, Winfred Blue of the Manhattans. Yeah, he's the spoken word guy on Kiss and Say Goodbye. Died in 2014, yeah, 78 years old. And I don't think there is, well, anybody left alive from the original lineup of the Manhattans, sadly. Yeah, that is a sad note. Garnett Mims, however, which that was our first bumper stumper, and as you might remember, Fran knocked it out of the park. He turned 92 over the weekend. He was born in 1933 in Ashland, West Virginia, grew up in Philadelphia. Yeah, as with many, church singer. Yeah, and of course, when he got together with the Enchanters, formed that Cry Baby, was a huge hit. Later, he left the music business to become a minister to prisoners, but not before he went out on his own and had things like we played as our first record, Look Away, which was on UA in 1964. Yeah. Dan Penn turned 84 over the weekend. Yeah, you'll remember him if you think about Sheffield, Alabama, all sorts of things. But he wrote Dark End of the Street for James Carr and Do Right Woman, Do Right Man, Aretha Franklin, and Cry Like a Baby, and a number of other things as well, including, yeah, what is truly an anthem in East L.A., I'm Your Puppet. And he also produced The Letter for the Box Top. So that's some stuff happening this week. Yeah, 1965 over the weekend, Where the Action Is had Barbara Lewis doing Baby I'm Yours and Peter and Gordon doing Go to Pieces. All right, so Naoto is going to guess on our question. And our question is, unmarried women do this more than married women. And no, it is not prurient or sexy or dirty or anything like that. So Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I have 5 guesses. I think a maximum was five.
Okay, six. You can have six.
Six? Okay, okay. Oh, okay, then I have one more. Okay. So, my first guess is maybe go to travel more often?
Nope.
Nope. Maybe drink more?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, maybe take walk more frequently or...
Take what more frequently?
Walk.
Walk. Nope.
Nope. Okay. Maybe read more books?
Nope. One more. Big finish.
Nope. Okay. Maybe... Maybe they engage in gaming?
Nope. All right. You think about it and call me back with another six.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. So, yes, unmarried women do this more than married women. We know that. I'm not sure how we know it, but we know it. And it is not in any way tickling your fancy. There's no prurient interest involved. Pete in Sauk Village, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up, Pete?
Well, not too much. I think I got to turn the volume up a little bit on this phone. There we go.
Okay. Well, here we are.
Yeah, I think, if I've got it on speaker, which I do when I'm listening to the radio through it, I don't have it at full volume because it gets awfully tinny.
Mm.
So, then I pull it away from my ear and I dial your number and I forget to turn it back up.
Mm.
And so, how is it going? Well, still in that stupid nursing home and still looking, and it still looks like the assisted living is going to be the best option.
Well, and if that's going to be the best option, what's the situation? You'll have your own place, right? It won't be a deal where you have a roommate, will it?
No, it'll be a studio apartment.
Okay. Any restrictions?
Well... Yeah, it has mostly to do with cooking.
All right, well, we don't care. You shouldn't be cooking anyway. Next.
Oh, I like to cook.
Yeah, I know, but they don't want you to burn the place down, so they got restrictions. I get that.
Yeah, I can have a microwave.
Yes, but not a toaster.
Toaster.
Right, because the toaster's more likely to catch on fire. We talked about that, and obviously they've never met people like me who can easily catch things on fire in the microwave. Do not dry your socks in it.
Oh, well, I haven't done that, but I have gotten oil hot enough that you could fry an egg in it.
Oh, that's no problem. I think it's designed for that. All right, so other than cooking, what else is the problem?
Well, it's small, and I've got a lot of stuff that I'm going to have to try to weed down. And by stuff, I'm talking about things like record albums, stereo equipment.
Well, you should be able to pare that down to what you need for it to all be usable. You should be able to get yourself the turntable and the receiver and the, CD or cassette or whatever, all of that player. You can do all that very compactly, as you know. So you can get all that stuff that you want. You can throw in a DVD player or a Blu-ray and all that.
Yeah, I'm real. I know I can. I just... my floor stand and speaker is probably going to be too big.
Well, and you know what? Your floor standing speakers that you've had for many, many years, I guarantee you, they have compact models now that sound just as good, frighteningly so.
Well, that requires an outlay of money.
Yes, right,
that's the worst thing about this whole deal, of course,
and I understand. Well, that's why you're facing the whole situation. I get that. But, even if you don't have the funds now, you might be able to bring the speakers, even if they are floor standing, depending on the size. But you can also get something cheap to hold you over till you got the speakers you want. All right, your records, how many records are you talking about?
Well, it's not that many. Actually, only about 200
albums. All right,
albums,
well, 200.
And maybe 145.
All right, well, and now the first thing is, if you go through it, if you're like me, every decade or so, I have to cull my records because I discover there's a lot of things I have that I really will not listen to with any regularity whatsoever or at all. And so if you go through it and discount the ones that you haven't played in a decade, you'll have a lot less than 200.
Perhaps.
Yep.
And I do have a pair of bookshelf speakers.
Yeah, and there you go. Hang on a minute. Don't go away.
Go ahead.
Stay where you are. We'll hear the news and be right back to it right here on WGN Radio.
If a lie brings your lips a little closer. Yes, I will, for the rest of my life. And if a lie can help me keep you, baby,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And yeah, listening to that, I'm thinking, kind of like Don't Believe in Donna. We could play them both back together. Lying. All right, so enough lying. So now back to Laura in Willowbrook, I believe we have here. So Laura, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Alexa off. Well, yes. Hey, Raleigh. Oh, my gosh. I've got a couple of...
I just realized something. I was in the middle of talking to Pete. Hang on.
Okay.
Don't go away. I forgot all about Pete. All right. Sorry about that. That's what I get for double tasking. So we'll leave Laura there, and we'll get back to Pete, who we're talking about how to pare down. All right. So we found some other speakers for the time being, and you're going to go through your record. So now what else is the problem?
Well, it's just a matter of all the stuff that I've got that I don't really want to give up.
Well, again, if you look at that stuff and anything that you haven't used in the last year, I think you can give that up because you're not using it.
Well, part of what I'm talking about is a bunch of products that through a contract that I made the mistake of not reading the fine print on, I ended up buying, and it was one of these, it'll be cheaper if you pay for the stuff than if you try to go to court and break the contract.
Okay, so you've got this stuff, but now, by keeping it, do you think if you keep it, you're somehow going to be able to sell it at some point? Is that where you're going with this?
Well, I've been nibbling away at it, selling it, yes.
All right, so how much?
I'm going to come up with some better way of doing it. But right now, I don't have access to my own resources, like my laptop.
How much have you sold in the last year of it?
Well, out of over 600 items,
in the last year,
I've about 100.
Okay, so you sold over 100 items. How'd you sell them?
Basically, by the gift of gab and talk and networking through friends and friends of friends. And some of it, for instance, is high grade cutlery.
Okay.
And some people are quite happy with their little cheapy, I'll use it until it gets dull and buy a new one, stainless steel knives. And other people recognize a good high quality Damascus blade. Here I've got high-quality stuff.
Looking forward, how would you sell it? If keeping it is not an object, how would you sell it?
Well, I might go out and go through eBay.
Okay.
Which is where some of it came from.
All right.
But there's multiple ways of doing it, but right now I don't have it in front of me. I can't take pictures of it for like...
So when did you last sell anything?
About Well, actually, a friend of mine who has been watching the cats sold a couple of the knives.
Okay, good.
I was here in the nursing home.
Does your friend have space to keep the inventory?
No.
Okay. Do you have any friends that might be able to? Well, firstly, how much space is required for the inventory you've got left on these knives and things?
I think if I could, well, I might be able to, without getting into a bunch of strange details, I think the boxes that they are in, I could easily just line one end of the main room.
Okay, then you've got a solution.
I do, but okay. if the stylistas of this place will allow me to make it look like less than a Better Homes and Gardens photo shoot.
Well, what are the limitations? Have you asked them?
I've been nibbling at that information, and I also haven't had a chance to tour the room with a tape measure yet,
well,
so I don't know exactly what I'm going to have space for.
And whatever they tell you, you'd like it in writing.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I have a feeling that this is not something you can't handle. I think what we're dealing with here is you really don't like the prospect of moving, period, and you're coming up with all sorts of obstacles why this is going to be just a horror, rather than embracing it and saying you can do it.
Well, there's a lot of it that is a horror.
Well, you...
For instance, two cats, and no one's changed the litter box since I got shuffled out of the place in an ambulance on August 30th.
Are you allowed to keep the cats at the place?
Yes.
All right, so it's not going to be a problem. It's a problem now, but it's not going to be a problem.
The problem is trying to get the things I want out of there without having it while dealing with the mess.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but so far you haven't given me anything where I say, oh my God, that's something you're going to have to part with, or that's something you can't, you can't take, you can't handle it. No, you can handle it all. You're just looking at the big picture, and you're coming up with ways why it's going to be a mess, rather than look at it from the standpoint of it can be done. All of it. It can be.
Well, I've got an entire smithy shop worth of equipment that I'm going to get rid of.
Some of it you'll want and some of it you won't. When you're saying I've got an entire group of anything, the chances are good you haven't used some of it in over a year.
Well, I never had a chance to set up the smithy.
Whether you did or not. What I'm saying is...
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, well, it isn't something that would affect your day-to-day living. It's not something you've been using. You may have a dream that you want to use it eventually, but you're not.
Well, and I think that part of it is also the fact that it looks like I may never be able to get any recompense for the outlay I made to acquire the equipment.
Well, that may very well be true. And so then that would be a loss. That happens.
Yeah, but that's all that happens in my life.
Well, yeah, but your attitude is going to make it happen more and more because you're not looking at it like it being an opportunity, whether it's an opportunity that you would willingly embrace or whether it's something that you just have to find a way to make it work. It is an opportunity because right now you're not in a situation where you can live comfortably or securely.
Well, those are both true.
So...
But this is all kind of depressing.
Well, it just needs
something positive.
Yes, it just needs an attitude adjustment. So what are we doing? Excuse me. What are we doing with here?
I wanted to try a 5x5.
All right.
The thing I've had the best luck with, although the last time I got shot down.
Well, you just never know. So let's find some more 5x5s. I had a number of them here moments ago. All right. Okay. All right, here we go. Gloria Vanderbilt has a son who's a journalist. Who is it?
Oh, I think I've just screwed up the first one. Gloria Vanderbilt, did you say?
Yeah, Gloria Vanderbilt's son is a journalist. I think he's on CNN, but he might not be. Don't go by me.
I'll know the name. I'll know when you say it, but I can't pull it up right now.
Anderson Cooper. That's all right. You got to get four
I gotta
right
get the
now.
Rest.
All right.
Yes.
Farrah Fawcett added a name to her last name after she married who?
Lee Majors.
Absolutely. There you go. What country's known for growing tulips?
Holland.
There you go. What's the longest day of the year? And we'll give or take 24 hours either way.
Oh, you want a date?
Yes, I do.
June 22nd?
I'll take it. So the 21st or the 22nd. Good enough. And one more. What animal did Teddy Roosevelt refuse to shoot?
It was a wounded bear tied to a tree.
All right. Be a teddy bear. You're absolutely right. Okay, so you got 4 out of 5. See, it's been a good night for you. Don't go away. All right. Very good. All right. So there is Pete. And I know it's very easy for me to say when I'm talking about somebody, you know, pairing off and getting rid of things and all that. It's never easy. It's always emotional. But it absolutely can be done. And, you know, I've never met anybody who, after the fact, was sorry that they did that. Now, different when somebody else is throwing you out and throwing you into a place and saying you can't bring anything, but that's not what's going on here by a mile. Now back to Laura in Willowbrook. So, Laura, welcome back to WGN Radio.
All right. Well, I have two, oh my God, the world's worst hit record.
Yes.
That I can't stand. First one, whoever thought this was good? Who let the dogs out?
Okay.
By Baha Men?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Okay. And this one, this one makes my skin crawl. Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin.
All right.
I don't know what's up with that song.
All right. Only pop song right with the word litigate in it. Okay, so.
Okay, so if I can have some Rodgers and Hammerstein music trivia.
Yes, you can. Let's go back to the very beginning. You know, Rodgers and Hammerstein had both been approached separately to form collaborations with Lorenz Hart and Jerome Kern, respectively, and they both were uninterested, and they got together, and one of the most celebrated collaborations in Broadway history was born, and their first collaboration was Oklahoma. Okay, we know all that. Name the person in the original stage version, not the film version, who sings the following line in the title song, Gonna Give You Barley, Carrots, and Potatoes.
Oh, God, I know this.
Yes, you do, and I just need a first name.
Oh, my gosh, I know this, Raleigh. Oh, my gosh.
I know you do.
Broadway version.
Yeah, Gonna Give You Barley, Carrots, and Potatoes.
Oh, God. Well, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe this. I am drawing a blank, so you're going to have to stump me tonight.
It's Fred.
Fred. Oh, my gosh. Fred.
Yes.
I can't think. Fred who?
Well, just Fred. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Oh, Fred.
I assume,
yeah,
by the way,
okay,
that's the character. That's not the actor's name.
Oh, okay.
But Fred.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah,
so,
oh, my gosh. I goofed on that one. But
yeah.
It's fun playing anyway.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking this up to see what we can find out about Fred here. Right. Who's Fred? Okay. Let's see. And in the musical, I guess this was the movie that was Gordon McRae, but and it's from the 1943 musical. And so, like I said, Gordon McRae sings the song, so it's whatever role he is. But Fred.
Because I can picture him, but the name just went out of my mind.
Yeah, they have others. Ann Eller is in it, and Andrew Carnes, and you know, so they're all shouting out their lines, and Cord Ellum, pasture for the cattle, but
yes,
and then Fred, plenty of room to swing a rope, and Ann Eller, yeah, plenty of heart and plenty of hope. Yeah, Oklahoma,
yes,
said
yes.
Curly. So yeah, Fred. So you're into this. You'll have to come back and tell us what more about Fred.
Yes, I will. And
all right.
It's always fun, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
So yeah, Fred. All right. So there you have it. We'll get to Alex. We'll get to Gary. We'll get to you. We'll get to another bumper stumper next on WGN Radio.
Sin City Scrutiny, plus those lurid town blues and Monster Cash. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Black Book Battle. Sin City is sizzling with scandal as reformed mobster Francis Frankie Citro Jr., long locked in Nevada's dreaded Black Book, mounts a bold, breathtaking bid to win his way back into the casinos that cast him out. After 34 years of exile, the once feared figure claims he's cleaned up, calmed down, and swapped chaos for charity. But gaming guardians call it a dicey, doubtful, never-done-before plea, one no living undesirable has ever escaped. But as Vegas veterans say, you can polish a pass, but the pit bosses still see the scratches. Dateline endlessly, the strain in Spain preys mainly on the slain. Crowds keep coming to a tiny town in the grim peaks where a mountain murder mystery has made for a swarm of a Spanish imposition. Industry for the devil has turned into ghost clusters as locals wail, unwelcome to our nightmare. Even the reporter who's made a killing on the unsolved misery says his wife left him 10 years ago, saying she was fed up. Polter Heist. Must be the seizing of the witch for going way beyond the grave. A woman in Salem, Mass has pleaded guilty in connection with a spooky scheme to score and then sell body parts at her little shop of abhorrers. The law laid into her for believably buying body parts from the morgue manager at Harvard Medical School. The feds raided Kat's creepy creations, coming away with human remains among the kitschy crap. An indictment indicated she's set to serve a year in the big house for her reputed role in the invasion of the body snatchers. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
Wake up weeping from my sleeping in. Oh, I wanna fall asleep again. But the memory of her burning skin keeps me yearning. You know I'm yearning. Oh, 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 you gypsy, you heartbreaking. Gypsy, gypsy, will you ever come home? Another drink, another cigarette. Lord, I'd try anything to forget. But the memory of her burning touch just keeps on returning. Just keeps returning. Oh, you gypsy, you heartbreaking gypsy. I said, gypsy, won't you ever come home? Who's gonna kiss my eyes, my eyes, my eyes? Gypsy like you do.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And who's that? All right, another big voice as far as that goes, somebody you absolutely know. And again, the theme has nothing to do with the individual singers and everything to do with the individual songs as far as that is. Now, we got four more to go next hour, and yeah, another whole hour of music trivia. Well, not only music, but other trivia as well. And speaking of other trivia, I threw out a question, and I believe that Alex in Round Lake is going to provide some potential answers. So, Alex, as you'll remember, the question, unmarried women do this more than married women. It is not anything prurient. Do what?
Whoa.
Yes. I'm going to let you think about it. Yeah, I'm going to let you think about it throughout the news. Stay where you are. Don't go away. All right, and we'll see what Alex has to say about that. We'll continue to vote on the world's worst hit records, and we'll throw out any category you want if you don't like my questions or my bumper stumpers. And Gary from Austin wants radio trivia, and I've got something set up for that and more. So another hour of this right here on WGN Radio.
There's a street in my city where the girls are all so pretty, and they smile hello as they go breezing by. As they glide by me swinging, my poor heart is singing how it falls, but I can't love them all.
Yeah.
a place on that street where those golden beauties meet, and it's plain to see they've got me in their eyes. How they flirt, how they tease, how I'd sure love to please. Tall and small, but I can't love them all.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Okay, who is that? Yeah, kind of a somewhat of an odd choice, but nonetheless, you certainly know who it is. You're just not too used to singing in this particular genre. So I hate to give you clues because sometimes I lead you down the garden path to ruin on this, and I don't mean to. Came out in Atlantic in 1963. What we're looking for, there's a commonality of all the songs. Now, you don't have to know that, though. If you do, hey, that's great. But otherwise, just know the artist. That's all that's necessary. Now, I will say the prizes are utterly worthless. It takes forever to get, so you're mostly doing it for the fun of it. But eventually, you get a certificate and something else you probably don't want. All right, now we're talking to Alex from Round Lake. And we were going to get his trivia guesses on our trivia question, which is, unmarried women do this more than married women, and we've said it is not prurient. So, all right, Alex, go for it.
Check the iPhones of the opposite sex.
Ooh, I like that. That's not right. I like that, though. What else you got?
Well, by the way, I thought I was going to put my own subject in for trivia.
Okay.
I didn't know it was this thing.
No, that's all right. You're welcome to put your own subject in, but it doesn't say that on the screen, so what's your subject?
American Lit.
All right. Well, you're going to have to hold on. I'll find something for you. Don't go away. All right. So I figured it might be that because that's usually what Alex and I do, but it wasn't there this time. But we'll properly find him something, I do promise. Now, already found for Gary and Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Gary?
Oh, hanging in, Raleigh. I got some votes.
Oh, so good, 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 good. I am ready to write.
Okay. We got MacArthur Park.
Okay.
Seasons in the Sun, all right, by Terry Jackson, of course.
Uh-huh.
Key Largo.
Ooh, okay. Bertie Higgins. Okay.
Playground in My Mind.
Ooh, yeah. That's the first time for this year, I think. Good old Clint Holmes.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. Alone Again Naturally.
Oh, Gilbert O'Sullivan. All right.
And somebody may have voted for this one earlier, but it brought it to mind when they did Chirpy Chirpy Cheep.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mac and Katie Kassoon. Yes.
I think there was an MOR version of that song.
No,
too,
tell me no. No, it's bad enough there's this
I
version.
I remember hearing it. Yeah.
you sure it wasn't?
A different version.
Maybe it was them played at the wrong speed.
I don't know. And Don't Worry, Be Happy, and Fran may take some old batteries out of her Seagram radio and throw them at me.
Okay.
I don't know yet, but
all right.
So anyway, those are my votes.
Those are all good. All good, 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 good. Now, you want a radio question.
Yes.
It doesn't get more basic than this. Who was the first disc jockey? In other words, the first announcer to play records on the radio.
Ooh.
And there's a story behind it, too.
I know it predated Alan Freed.
Oh, yes. By a couple decades. Well, at least a decade and a half.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know that.
Well, let me give you some of the background, and maybe you will. This was an announcer who was slated to MC a band at a local ballroom that canceled at the last minute. So he went back to the studio and played a record by the band and said it was coming live from the make-believe ballroom. Ultimately, that became the name of his show, which was the first to almost exclusively play records.
It might have been Martin Block.
Nope. I know he used something similar, but nope.
I don't know.
Al Jarvis on KFWB in 1934.
Wow. That's interesting to know.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And I thought as well, as soon as I saw Make-Believe, that's Martin Block. Well, apparently not originally. Well, I guess nobody's an originator.
I guess he had a show. I think it was on WNEW.
Right, exactly.
Ballroom.
Right, and that's what I thought. And but apparently, I didn't know he ripped it off from Al, but apparently he did.
I guess he did, yeah.
Yeah. So, 1934, KFWB, when it was still a Fox Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the deal. And it said, you know, it's interesting when you look that up online, it said it originated in New York on WNEW in 1935. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's a year after Al Jarvis made it that on KFWB.
Yeah, that's where I thought it came from. So,
yeah, that's why I asked it, because everybody thought it was Martin Block. And as I say, Al Jarvis a year earlier.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah.
Now, what's,
I like all these.
Yeah, I do too. What's interesting, though, of course, is not only was Block known for this, but he also had, you know, somewhat of a network/syndicated show in 1940, and, you know, it was on the cover of Billboard magazine and all this. What I want to know is, why didn't Al Jarvis have something to say about this?
Yeah, I wonder why he didn't.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm sure he would have seen the article.
Oh, yeah, so. That's a given. Yeah, but that's the deal. All right. Good deal.
Okay,
well, thanks.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, good deal. Yeah, so Martin Block, well-known for the Make-A-Leave Ballroom, but, yeah, a year after Al Jarvis was just filling time is what he was doing on that. Yeah, it's like the band didn't show up. Well, I'll come up with something. And it's interesting because it says, I just looked it up in Wikipedia where it says, the concept proved successful Block borrowing both the concept and the title from West Coast disc jockey Al Jarvis, who launched the similarly named the world's largest make-believe ballroom in 1932. With Block as his assistant. All right. So at least in Wikipedia, they give Al Jarvis the nod. Not the right year, but the nod. Hey, I'll take it. All right. So good to see. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Alex in Round Rock in Round Lake. Yeah. Where do I think I am? All right. Round Lake, not Austin. And we'll get Mark in Aurora and Stan. All right, Stan. And, Stan's in Dearborn. So all that and more is coming up on WGN Radio.
You went away and left me. Now I'm all alone. Don't understand what happened. Pour it on the corner. Yeah. You promised to be faithful, like all young lovers do. I love you so much, baby. I never do this thing to you. I waited for your answer.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And on Big Top in, I guess, about 1962 for that, I think. 61. Well-known for a hit. Obviously, this wasn't it. But he did have a top five U.S. hit in 1959. So who is he? 888-876-5593. And what is our theme? All right. And again, not a theme having anything to do with the artists. It is all about the songs. Okay. So we said goodbye to Gary, and we're in the middle of talking to Alex in Round Lake, and we're talking about American literature. And I am prepared. At least I was a few minutes ago. All right. You ready?
Yes.
In American literature, what is the name of the series of tales that begins with the Deer Slayer in sequence, even though the Deer Slayer was the last to be written?
Wow.
It's blank. One, blank tales.
One more time.
Okay. In American literature, what is the name of the series of tales, blank tales, that begins with the Deer Slayer in sequence, even though the Deerslayer was the last to be written.
Man, that's really good. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it is, and I hope you know what I do, because otherwise, I guess it's a bad question. But yes, it's known as Leather Stocking Tales.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yes, yeah, series of five novels, Last of the Mohicans, The Pathfinder, The Pioneers, The Prairie, and The Deerslayer.
No, I should have known that.
Well, that's why there's always next week.
Right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, yes, The Deerslayer Tales. All right, so there's the deal. Now, what do we have? I see Stan is in Dearborn. All right, Stan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Okay, I thought I had the bumper stumpers.
Okay.
Until the last couple of them, but I'm going to go back to the third one, the guy from Detroit. Come on and stop, Marv Johnson.
Absolutely right. 1963 on UA, Marv Johnson. Absolutely.
And then this theme, you know, I started pulling the 45s and started looking at the 45s.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could come up with, and I think you have to have the 45s for this question, is to look at the writers. And let's see, the Benny King one, I don't have that record. At 45 itself, but I think it sounds just like it would come out in 63 off of ATCO and Atlantic.
Right.
And the hint that you gave us for Atlantic in 63, I think these are all written by Burt Russell.
Yeah, who is?
Who is?
Yeah, who is he?
That's what's escaping my mind right
okay.
now.
Okay. Well, he's the B and Bang, by the way, and it's Burt Burns. Yeah, Burt Burns. But yes,
that's right. I was going to say the productions most of these productions were Burt Burns.
Absolutely, and he at least co-wrote every one of them.
Yeah.
So yes, absolutely right. You got the theme. Wonderful. I love it.
Yeah. So I don't like to say I, even though sometimes I don't get the theme or don't get to call in.
Yeah.
You know, I pull the records. I have fun looking it up and everything. So, and the hints help me, so that's good.
And, you know, it's interesting because there are so many with him from which to choose, and I tried to stay away from, you know, the classic ones that everybody knows he wrote. So coming up with those titles was hard. The next one, no one's going to get it, so I'll let the cat out of the bag, is one that he actually sang under another name.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
I was just going to guess the... The hint that you gave me about, or gave us about, Big Top in 61,
yes.
62, Sammy Turner?
Yes, absolutely. Mr. Lavender Blue.
Yes, yeah.
Yep, it is. Sammy Turner is right. Now, the first one, 63 in Atlantic, and we can talk about this because no one's going to get this stuff, but believe it or not, that was Mel Torme.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow, he was still, Mel Torme.
And that's,
I like you're right, that's a different genre of music
that
I would listen to, right?
That's,
I've got some turkeys if you want to hear them.
Okay. Oh, do I ever? Oh, you'll be perfect for this. Absolutely perfect.
I would be. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I've got a few, you know, that people know.
Okay.
And maybe a couple that only you would know.
Okay.
But I have to give a second to Sugar Sugar.
Okay, the Archies.
And another bubblegum song that I couldn't stand was Yummy Yummy.
Oh yeah.
Isle Express.
Uh huh.
So some of those that. And, you know, we had an oldies station, or a couple oldies stations here in the 70s that used to play Incense and Peppermint every day. Played every day about 3:20 in the afternoon.
Yes, the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Yes, yes, with the follow-up. There were a few follow-ups. Tomorrow and Sit with Guru. It got worse.
Yeah, I you know, I mean, I didn't hear that or know it when it was out, but I heard it on his oldies show every day.
Yeah.
You know, just got tired of it. And, couple by Donovan, Mellow Yellow.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And Hurdy Gurdy, man. I couldn't take those.
Hurdy Gurdy, very good.
Since we were on Yellow, the Yellow Submarine, I couldn't take that one.
Agreed. Okay.
By the Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And I got a couple, maybe, I don't know if your audience would know, but you probably know them. Wooden Heart by Joe Dowell.
Oh, of course. That was a hit, and Elvis sung a version of it. But, of course, Joe Dowell insisted singing part of it in German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was...
Oh, yeah.
What was that, about 1960s, 61, 59, around there?
Yeah, just a horrible song.
It was terrible, yeah. And then My Heart is an open book, Carl Dobkins Jr.
Yes, absolutely. Carl Dobkins Jr. The flip side, that was actually a better record, but yes. Look, look, my heart is an open book. I love nobody but you.
Yeah, and had that chorus behind it.
Diddly, diddly, diddly. Yes, I'm jealous so-and-so wants us to part. Yeah, oh, God.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question for you about the, do you know anything about the Marlin label in Florida?
Sure, absolutely. That's one of Henry Stone's labels.
Okay, and that was part of Chart, right?
I'm not sure if Henry had Chart. I'm trying to think. It was part of TK. I'm not sure that Henry had Chart, but
now, he came from Deluxe Federal, right?
Yeah, right. Well, actually, here's the deal. Henry Stone was basically a one stop in Miami, Tone Distributors in Hialeah, and it was just him or Campus. They were the only two distributors of independent labels anywhere, so they had everybody's. And he developed relationships with everyone, like the Chess Brothers, obviously, and our buddy from Cincinnati, when you mentioned Federal and things like that.
Yep.
And so his hands wound up in a number of pies, but Marlin was a label that he started himself. So that was one of them. And he had others as well. Alston was one that he had. Several, actually. But that was
Are you familiar with Nighty Night?
Yeah.
By the Majestics?
Yep.
And Marlin?
Yep.
Okay, I'm trying to tie those Majestics to the Detroit Majestics, thinking that Stone took a lot of the tapes from Deluxe Federal down to, you know, with them. And we had a lot of Detroit artists that were on Federal King Deluxe.
Well, then the question is, are they the same Majestics who were on Checks, who had Gwendolyn?
Checks had Gwendolyn label.
Yeah. So that's that's the real question. Are these the same Majestics? Unfortunately,
right.
The Majestics were from Miami, and you know, one of the Majestics was Sam Moore of Sam and Dave. So my thought is that they're not the same Majestics, but
I would agree.
I think there are over 13 vocal groups named Majestics.
Yeah, I looked up in one of these Billboard guides.
Right, exactly, exactly. Yeah. So like
and the last one,
there was one.
You know, they number them one through I don't know whatever, and the last one has a U. Could be some of the others. None of the others.
Right. Right, exactly. And then there was a group like in the 80s in Milwaukee that were the Majestics. And, you know, and some of the Majestics were white guys. And somewhere there was a Tennessee Majestics, I remember. And, you know, they had they were terrible. They were just terrible. Rick Emerson was in that group and a few others. So, yeah. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Okay.
All right. And we'll check out the news and be right back to it on WGN Radio.
Right now, a new girl in town is waiting for me.
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, yes, as I mentioned, that was Burt Burns who wrote it. And But that's still up for grabs because that's not the name on the label. Who was it? All right. Now we're talking to Stan in Detroit. And I pulled some things during the break. And your Detroit, by the way, I found 23 different Majestics.
Wow, yeah.
And actually it would be 22 because in Chicago it was Z Majestics, the group that
did, that's right, yeah, Z. Yeah.
I loved Bobby Ann. That was my fave. And I know you remember that. But Eddie Davis in L.A. had one on the Linda label. But so there's 22 plus the Z Majestics. And the Detroit guys, they were on Checks. They were also later on Motown, although I'm not 100% sure Motown actually released the stuff. They certainly, have it on those CDs where they, do This Is Everything We've Ever Done.
I've got the story on that.
Okay. The only
there were two guys that sang with the Majestics on the Contour label, which is part of Flix,
right.
And that was
Johnny Mitchell.
Yeah, and but the two guys I'm thinking of are Contour members of the Contours, Autry, Breeze, Hatcher.
Right, he was in the first group of Majestics. Yes.
Yeah, and Cyril Clark.
Right, right, and then Alvin English, I think, was the other guy. Yeah, that was
They joined the Contours. They joined Sylvester Pott and Billingsley. And they brought the name Contour from that label. They had a record called Hard Times on the Contour label.
Absolutely.
And then there was a change for the Majestics where they brought in to replace Hatcher and Cyril Clark.
Right.
And I forget their names, and one of them was Richard Street.
Right. And two different groups, you're right. One was Thomas Meatley. And I remember that. And Maurice Fagan
Fagan, that's right. The other guy I was thinking of. Yeah, he was like a friend of the neighborhood.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Warren Harris was on bass, and Pedro Mancha was a baritone. But yeah, absolutely. And they were also, at least some of them, the Monitors.
Right. They joined, I forget, Sandra Millett.
Right.
They incorporated her later.
Who became Sandra Fagan.
Yeah, exactly, and they became the Monitors.
Right.
I think they had a Majestic song out. I don't know if it was released or not.
Yeah.
For Berry Gordy, but then when they released it, they called them the Monitors. They needed a different name.
Right, right, and it's really weird that Majestics that we'd come up with 23 of them. But that's the deal, and it is very incestuous. But none of them had to do with the Miami group.
Okay, and my reasoning was if you listen to Hard Times and Nighty Night, singers are similar. You try to recognize voices,
right?
But a lot of times you can't. Sometimes it's obvious, like Clyde McFadden or somebody. But And then the fact that so many Detroit artists went down to Cincinnati.
Oh, well, of course.
And, Hank Ballard Jackie Wilson.
Sid Nathan. Yeah, King Federal and all that. Yeah, Sid Nathan.
So they had a connection there. And I thought, well, maybe Stone took some of these tapes down and said, who's the Majestics? Put it out, But so to me, they sounded similar. If you ever get a chance, you could play those.
Okay. Absolutely. I will do that this week. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good stuff as always. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
To talk to you. And when Steve Probst comes, will he be taking calls?
Oh, absolutely. And call early during, he'll be on the first hour. So usually what happens is people wait till like the end of the hour and then they're just hanging on. So call early in the first hour because I'm sure he'd love to talk to you.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, right.
Looking forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so
bye-bye.
We have to add to Stan's stash there because he knew our theme. And that's right. They were all written or co-written by Burt Burns, right? Some under Burt Russell and some others. So, all right. That was fun. Well, for me anyway. All right. I enjoyed it. Let's see what's happening. We want to get some stuff done here, I do believe. And that would be Mark in Aurora wants to do his chart. So, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, how was the food fight tonight? I slept through it.
Well, it was very interesting because there wasn't really a fight. John Landecker had never had Mexican Coke, and after a couple sips of it, he deferred to me.
Oh.
Yes, and we went.
Yeah, in our local grocery store, I don't buy it unless it's at least down to $1.67 a bottle. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, it'll be down to $1.25 a bottle, and if we're using the grocery store app, it might go down to 99 cents a bottle, but I am not going to buy it for $2 a bottle.
Well, unfortunately here, $2 is the sale price. It's usually $2.50. The key to drinking it, of course, is there is a method. You know, you have to chill it in the freezer just before it turns into ice crystals.
That's what I always do. I go a little farther than that. I do it to where it's just becoming ice crystals.
Yes, that's exactly right. But just before, because if you wait too much longer, you're going to separate it.
Oh, no. Right. You don't want a block of ice.
No, but that...
I have a couple more...
Turkeys?
Yeah.
Turkeys? You've got turkeys?
Yes, I do. Fire by the Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
You don't like it?
That...
Okay. I am the god of fire, and I bring you. Well, it was actually a great record because he paused so long. Wherever he said, "I bring you," you could stop that down and do the weather. So, the weather from okay, Crazy World of Arthur.
My other turkey is by the group Fancy. It's not the other version of Wild Thing. It's Wild Thing by Fancy.
Uh huh. Did that? Yeah. No, I'm absolutely aware
that
of it.
That was in the late summer of 1974.
On Big Tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes.
That's interesting. That's where the WWKB now antennas are. It's Big Tree Road in Hamburg.
Hmm. Well,
Hamburg,
hopefully
south
they weren't.
Of Buffalo.
Hopefully they weren't playing it, but.
All right. Oh, they probably were. They probably were. Okay, so this week in 1975.
All right, let's do it to it. Number one, Island Girl.
Elton John.
Number two, Lion Eyes.
Eagles.
Number three, Who Loves You?
Oh, Four Seasons.
Four, Miracles.
Oh, Jefferson Starship.
Five, Heat Wave. And the flip side was Love is a Rose. And, of course, it's a remake of Heat Wave.
Oh, Heat Wave. Linda Ronstadt.
Yes, number six, That's the Way I Like It. Uh-huh.
Ace T and the Sunshine Band.
Yes, speaking of TK. Number seven, This Will Be. It's a great record. It was like a great record. That in the top 10, that was the best of anything that week, period, by far.
Even if you played it for me, I wouldn't remember the name of the artist. So.
Oh, man, Natalie Cole.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear it playing in my head.
Yeah, what a great song.
I couldn't remember her name.
Number eight,
okay.
Feelings. You know Feelings. I'd give you the lyrics, but I only know them in Spanish.
I can hear it playing in my head, but Morris something?
Yes, absolutely. Come on, you can do this.
Morris?
Yeah, no, Morris something.
Robert Morris?
No, it's Morris something.
Morris something. Oh, I don't remember.
Morris Albert.
And I'm gonna kick myself.
Yeah, Morris Albert.
Oh, Morris Albert.
Yes,
all right.
Dime, solamente dime. Call me over. Yeah, all right. So number nine.
Yeah.
The Way I Want to Touch You.
Can you play it?
No, don't make me. All right, don't make me.
Yeah.
Oh man, you hate me. All right, let me see what I can do. I probably have it on here.
When you touch me, okay.
The way I want to, I can't.
The way I want to touch you.
Yeah, the way I want to touch you. Let's see, did I actually spell this? Oh, yes, here they are in their glory and lack of splendor.
Oh, Captain and Toenail.
Absolutely right. And number 10, Lowrider.
War.
Yes. We got 9 out of the top 10. They're pretty darn good. I'm impressed.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. All right. And hopefully John also confirms Stan's, because he'll be getting a big package one of these days. All right. So let's see. Kimberly's been waiting around in Dalton. Kimberly, welcome to WGN Radio. What's up?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, we're getting along. My mom will be at the doctor tomorrow. We'll have some other news, and she's just waiting to call. She'll call you when the baby's born, when the grandbaby's born.
Well, let's not wait that long. Or, although I should say, how far off are we now?
Oh, a week or two, maybe.
That's it?
Yeah,
wow.
Pretty much.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, Elizabeth's holding tight in New York there.
Wow. That's interesting.
Anyway, I had one trivia answer and one turkey.
Okay.
Okay, the trivia answer is she's looking for love.
No, that's not it.
No.
Okay. Right. Okay. You'd hope that was true, by the way. Unmarried women do this more than married women.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. You'd really hope that was the case, but no.
I would think they would look looking more for love because married women found love, right?
We hope. Yeah.
We hope. We hope. These days you don't know for
yeah.
sure. Anyway, and, God, where was I? Oh, turkey.
Yes.
I've got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Oh, brand new key. All right, Melanie. Yeah, poor Melanie. All right. Yeah, because
the thing is, the tune's catchy. I mean, it goes in your head. But,
oh, yeah. No, it's a cute little record. But, you know, she was a young, pretty thing when she first sang it. And, you know, she got older and she got very heavy. And, you know, to hear that voice singing that when you're middle-aged and 200 pounds, it just did not compute. But her heart was in the right place, and she was a big-time libertarian, used to sing at the conventions and stuff like that. So you got to love her for that. And, of course, she's no longer with us.
Yeah, so, I didn't know know about that, but
yeah,
that's what I've got tonight, and then we'll hopefully be calling you soon.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
take care,
it, Kimberly.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. All right, now how happy it'll be, well, you'll be determining that when you listen to the World's Worst Hit Records as voted on by you. I don't think so far we've come up with a ring or something that hasn't been on the list in the past, but it's still early. We could do a top 10 right now if we had to. I'll say that we've had another number of multiple votes. But that said, I'm hoping that the next week will bring an onslaught of interesting choices. But that's up to you, the World's Worst Hit Records. And so now, with that in mind, let's say goodbye to Kimberly here. Let's clear that line, and we'll get to Ralph in a moment. Don't go away, Ralph. You'll be the show closer tonight coming up. And one more bumper stumper, and yes, we now know they were all at least co-written by Burt Burns. So the last one, you should know. Yeah, absolutely. You know the song, by the way. You just know him by Solomon Burke, and we're not going to be playing Solomon Burke. But you should know this artist, too, coming up on WGN Radio.
When your baby leaves all alone and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Well, come on, baby, cry to me. When you're all
All right, that's enough. You either know it or you don't know it, and we've only got about, 5-6 minutes left. Our question will become a straggler for next week about these women. Yes, unmarried women do this more than married women do what? It's not prurient or in any way salacious. But before we get to Ralph, I just saw something on the screen. We were talking about it at the beginning of the show. James on the South Side is checking in for a cameo appearance. James, how are you feeling?
Okay. Yeah, I got hearing aids.
All right. Well, yeah, we were so worried. Thank you for your email. I read it on the air. And so I did not read your address on the air. Don't worry about that. That's great. So, but that's an interim move. You'll be making a permanent move next year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
actually, I probably still will try to send you a Christmas card.
No. Don't worry about that at all. At this point, you know, your heart's in the right place. Don't bother to do any of that. Just take care of yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we want. And we want to hear from you as soon as you are up to it. So keep us posted.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, James. We appreciate it. All right. So good to hear from James. Now, all right, closing out the show tonight, giving him the last 4.5 minutes, is Ralph in Rockford. All right, Ralph.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, are you there?
I am here, and you are there. What's up?
Well, what's up? I was had a few trivia for you, and first of all, Elvis Presley did sing in German.
Oh, on the Wooden Heart, he sung that in German, too. It was bad enough we had Joe Dahl. We were stuck with Elvis doing it in German also.
Yes.
That's painful.
Well, Elvis was a tremendously big star in post-war Germany from 58.
Oh, sure.
Very, very big star.
And well, of course.
And so he did sing... This is Wooden Heart, you know.
Yeah.
And, well, since I am an associate professor for German, I can tell you a little bit in German what it was. Muss ich denn, zum Städtel hinaus. Städtel hinaus, o Hund du mein Schatz, bleibst hier. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is German, and that's what he sang.
Now, this is interesting. I was always under the impression that Joe Dahl was the first to do it, but did Elvis do it first?
Well, I don't know who did it first.
From my understanding, it's Elvis's version was in 1960 for the movie G.I. Blues, and it was a big hit in Europe, but apparently Joe Dahl released a cover of it, so that would have been 61. So,
I just know that when when Elvis was stationed in Germany, that he the Germans loved him.
And, of course.
And they did everything, and he kind of maybe he did him a little favor, and he sang part of it, part of Wooden Heart, not everything, in German.
Yeah.
So if you check Elvis's record, you will hear Elvis singing in German.
Right, and of course Joe Dahl following it also. Well, I guess it was based on, like you say, Muss ich denn, the German folk song, which was from the Rems Valley.
Right. Muss ich denn zum Städtel hinaus? That means, do I have to leave town and you, my darling, have to remain here?
And Marlena Dietrich did a version in the 50s.
Well, Marlene Dietrich, she was something else, but I was just, saying that America and American artists had a very big influence.
Of course.
On post-Germany, because Germany had nothing.
No, you're right. And, of course, a number of people wound up in Germany, including the girl who did I Will Follow Him, little Peggy March.
Yeah, Peggy March. And then the other thing that I was going to tell you, you were looking for Tell Him, that was Hello.
Well, actually, the Tell Him version I played was actually Gil Hamilton, who was also Johnny Thunder. And, of course, the Exciters did it. Well, you have ended the night, so call me tomorrow night if you like. We can talk more about it.
Yeah, what is the best time to call you tomorrow?
Well, always toward the beginning of the show is better than toward the end. So, tomorrow I think we're delayed for an hour. Let me double check that right now, and I'll tell you when we're on the air, and you will know. Let me see. They tell me this schedule, and I will find it out here in moments. I hope. So let's see. Tuesday, I got to get. They do tell me the schedule, so let's see. Weekday. Come on, you can do this. I can do this. Apparently I can't do it. All right, upcoming guests and radio show. That's what I need. Okay, here we go. I'm on at, 11 o'clock Chicago time.
Okay, Chicago time.
So call me at 11 and we'll talk then.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
And on that note, that's a wrap. All of the bumpers will be listed on Raleigh.net. The show will replay, of course, so if you missed any, you'll find out exactly who they were. And the question will be a holdover. It'll be a straggler for next week. So tomorrow night at, now we now know, 11 o'clock Central. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, you know what's coming. I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. Talk to you tomorrow night on WGN Radio.